And welcome back to Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois, for the MSFL quarterfinal matchup between the Lincoln Way Patriots and Chicago Chaos. And the Lincoln Way Patriots up 14-0 as we're about to begin the second half. Bernie Goen joined by Alex Reed and Sean Jarrett. And guys, what are some keys to this second half for you gentlemen?
The Chaos got to stop the bleeding right now and stop the costly turnovers and also stop giving us up penalties right now, because that's hurting them, and their kicker need to come through and put some points on the board.
Absolutely. For the Patriots, they're doing a good job, but they just need to step up better. Their defense has saved them so many times here through that first half. They need to start, they need to lock in on special teams, and they really need to do a better job on offense of executing, getting into some flow and some rhythm, and really taking advantage of the defense's very, very solid play.
Well, it's going to be Chaos football trailing 14-0 to open up this third quarter. It was a touchdown run by Perry Sanders of 1 yard to give the Patriots a 6-0 lead. And after that, it was a battle of really two defenses locking in there. Had some turnovers, some drop snaps on punts. Patriots held that 7-0 lead to the end of the second quarter, where Lorenzo Hood got a 2-yard touchdown run. Alvarado making both extra points, and we sit at 14-0, and the Chaos will come out to receive this kick, going from left to right on your radio dial in the black uniforms with red numerals, white trim on those numerals, in the black helmets, the black pants with the red trim, and Alvarado with the Patriots up 14-0 in their white jerseys with white numerals, maroon trim, white pants, and the maroon helmets.
I do like the maroon helmets, by the way. They're a good look. Good look for this team.
Yeah, I kind of dig the maroon hair. Reminds me of the Roll Tide of Alabama.
And that is Sean Jarrett getting ready for that college football season, I am sure. Just about 2 weeks away. And what better way than with some MSFL quarterfinal action to wet the beak. And this one is kicked away, and that one will be taken by Jalen Grace, and he lets that go into the end zone for the touchback. So it's going to be Chaos football at their 20. And needless to say, I would think they want to at least get a field goal on this drive. Better to try to cut that lead in half, get it to 14-7.
Yeah, but in the same sense, you got to quit shooting yourself in the foot with costly throws, overthrowing your receivers, not getting moving the ball at all. You're just being one-dimensional with your offense.
Absolutely, and honestly, I think the biggest thing going forward is just to get some rhythm, just some positive momentum, get a couple plays going in the right direction, and then take it from there.
And Michael Chuchuk, the quarterback for the Chaos, comes out in a four-receiver set, two to each side of him. Tries to atone for that final play he had in the first half when he rolled out, had some room to his left, and then just dropped the football. And that drew an end to that play, that drive, and a half for the Chaos.
And I have yet to see them try to run a couple of curl routes between, or slant routes, catching the corner in between the wide receivers.
Chuchuk takes the snap out of shotgun, lofts it down the right side. That one was nearly intercepted by Robert Riley, looking for his intended target, Eric Pierce, and Riley was the closer man to the football. Chaos caught a break there. That could have been another turnover for the Patriots.
Again, another costly throw right there. Overthrowing your receiver, that's going to only get you into nothing but trouble.
Yeah, that's not a good start. I actually really do like that play call. I like it, but the throw's got to be accurate. It's got to be more accurate.
And the man in the backfield is Devon Hodges for the Chaos. Four receivers, two to each side of Chuchuk. Ball at the 25-yard line. Out of the shotgun, and Chuchuk, play action, under some pressure, rolling out to his left, breaks a tackle, gives a little high step there, lowers the shoulder, picks up the first down and more, finally brought down at the 42-yard line, and that gets the Chaos fans and sideline excited. Chuchuk getting him up there, trying to get the point of team on his back and saying, I got you, boys. Let's go and get him.
Too bad he didn't do that the first in the first half. There.
Better late than never.
Right.
Kuchuk luring the boom right there with the shoulder. And you like to see that at your quarterback, but, you know, sometimes you got to let the quarterback slide. Get down.
Gain of 17 on that play. Puts the ball at the 42-yard line for Kuchuk. Looked like kind of Paul Crew there in the longest yard. Adam Sandler remake with the high step, the spin move, and the lowering the shoulder. Now Kuchuk back to pass in the shotgun. Now rolling out to his left. Gives another stiff arm. Tries to create some more momentum. Lowering the shoulder again out of bounds. Picks up a gain of 2 on that play. I'll tell you what, all of a sudden something's gotten into Kuchuk in that halftime speech he was given. And all of a sudden he's come out like his pants are on fire out there.
I'll tell you what, that man is fearless, lowering his shoulder. You don't see a lot of quarterbacks do that. You see a lot of quarterbacks, you know, try to avoid contact. No, he seeks it out. He went in there and attacked those guys trying to tackle him, man. Fun to watch.
And don't forget, you lose. This is your last game, so just let it all hang out there. And I'll tell you what, Kuchuk got the memo. I don't know if some of the other players have gotten it yet, but down 14 up, but I'll tell you what, he's trying to galvanize the troops out there. They gave him 1 on that play from the 43, so out of the shotgun again for Kuchuk. Receivers to each side of him. Looks to pass across the middle. Ball batted in the air and almost coming down with it were the chaos. Around it was Eric Pierce, among others.
And you throw it into double coverage right there. Triple coverage to be exact. But the quarterback had pressure in his face. And if you're the Patriots, you want the pressure in the quarterback's face.
That was actually a really accurate throw, but those two wide receivers, there was some sort of miscommunication, it looked like, out there. The two wide receivers were basically on top of each other, and, you know, that throws a very tight-knit window that you got to throw that pass into.
Yeah, he was looking for either Jalen Grace on that or Eric Pierce. So now make it 3rd and 9 from the 43-yard line. Kuchuk, two receivers to each side of him. Hodges joins him in the backfield out of the shotgun. And Kuchuk back to pass. Under some pressure now, throws it down the right side of the field. And that is caught. First down, stretching out his arms. It's Eric Stevenson. A big-time first down for the Chaos as now they get into Patriot territory at the 44-yard line.
And now we can see the Chaos starting to drive down the field and maybe come to life in the second half. I don't know what the coach may have said to them in halftime, but he has lit a fire under their behind.
I'd say Kuchuk has lit a fire under them if they didn't get that momentum or the memo from the coach. Patriots up 14-0, 12:45, but the Chaos are driving on that first down. Midfield, 44-yard line, Kuchuk, 4 receivers, 2 to each side of him. He works out of the shotgun position with his heels right at midfield. The 50-yard line has the screen, gets it to Pierce, setting up some blockers, and Pierce brought down and tackled. Gain of 2 on that play.
And that was a great tackle by the Patriots right there, holding your man up and letting your teammates come in and bring them down.
Absolutely. Fantastic tackling on that play.
That was Greg Barksdale, among others, in on that tackle. So they give him 2 on that reception. So the ball now at the 42-yard line, 2nd down and 8, 12 minutes left to go in the third quarter from Andrew J. High School and Thunderbolt Stadium. MSFL quarterfinal action with the Lincoln Way Patriots leading the Chicago Chaos 14-0. 4 receiver formation for Kuchuk, 3 to his left, 1 to his right. And now Kuchuk setting up another screen, and this time it's to Hodges. Hodges some room down the sideline, gives a quick cutback up to the 30. He's got that first down for the Chaos, and this is the drive they've been looking for all evening.
All I got to say is whoop! Because, wow, he just unbelievable just duped out of that play right there.
Showing off your athleticism on that play. I like all of these throws. They're high percentage throws here. They're moving the football really, really well. They're doing a great job of moving the pigskin. I'm loving this drive so far from the Chaos.
And I'll tell you what, Mr. Reed, you are right on that high percentage. That's what was missing out of this offense. And we have a timeout taken by the Patriots. So how about that? Their first timeout. And you know what? If you're driving late and you need those, you're not going to have your full allowment now. First timeout taken at the 11:06 mark in the third quarter, maybe just to give the defense a bit of a breather, because all of a sudden the chaos now with that momentum. Two big-time third-down plays by Shuchuk and company, and I'll tell you, he got them started with that run, with the spin move, the stiff arm, the lowering the shoulder, the high step. Not for that play. Who knows where this ball game would be. Chaos now had got to cash in here. We keep beating the dead horse. They need to get some points on this drive to stay in this football game.
Yeah, but another thing, this could be an advantage of the coach slowing down the momentum of the chaos and coaching up his team right now.
This was a fantastic timeout from the Patriots. They need to regroup. They need to get back to what they were doing in the first half that was making them so successful. They weren't necessarily blitzing, but they were containing the quarterback in that pocket, and they were making him make some very difficult throws in not a lot of time.
From the 29-yard line, midfield for the Chaos, as they try to wreak havoc on the Patriots defense. It has done a great job tonight of bailing their offense and special teams out of the trouble they've been put in. And now Shuchuk has a four receiver set, two to each side of him. He works out of shotgun, heels position at the 35-yard line, ball placed at midfield at the 29. And Shuchuk now dumps that right across the middle, and that catch is made incomplete, and a jump move there by Stevenson. Stevenson with the first down, a great reception there. Ball on the ground. They're saying, no, he was down already. So that's a first down for the Chaos, and another nice reception from Shuchuk to Stevenson, who've got quite the duo going in this third quarter.
And that goes with broken tackles and a good run by the wide receiver.
Fantastic slant route there on that big reception there. It was very important to get a great slant and to really another high percentage pass there. They've really been working those high percentage looks so far, and that's what's made them so successful. They've been working to the wide receiver strengths as well as the quarterback.
So the ball will be placed at the 13-yard line. 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Lincoln Way Patriots lead the Chicago Chaos 14-0, but it is Chaos football at the 13, to four receiver set for Shuchuk. Looking to go to the end zone, floats it in there, and he overthrows his intended target, Jalen Grace, but not the worst decision there. Only Grace was going to catch it or no one. It went out of bounds. Live the fight another day. It's going to be second down for the Chaos.
And that was the point where you live to fight another day. You either give it to your receiver or make it where no one else can catch it at all.
So second and 10 from the 13-yard line for the Chaos. Trying to get on the board, trailing 14-0 to the Lincoln Way Patriots in this MSFL quarterfinal matchup from Victor J. Andrew High School.
And one thing about the Patriots, we have not come out and seen them running the press coverage anymore tonight. They're in the zone coverage. And as soon as I say that, they walk up to the press coverage.
Four receiver set for Shuchuk, looking to go to that end zone again, fighting with it, and we have got a flag on the field, and I think that is going to be defensive pass interference. Said that press coverage, they locked it in there, but can't touch them past the 5 yards down the field. Clearly, when you have them in the end zone and the ball was at the 13, yeah, they're going to throw that flag most of the time. We didn't see them throw any in the coverage, at least, on pass interference in that first half. Here comes that flag.
Yeah, that was just a costly penalty for the Patriots right there. But I like the pressure that they're bringing with that press coverage. And they need to stick in that, maybe cause a turnover right here by the Chaos.
Absolutely. Absolutely fantastic first half for the Patriots defense penalty-wise. They really didn't get any penalties called. They were playing very well and were very pressing the Chaos offense. But kind of a different story here so far. The Chaos playing a little bit more uppity, and they're forcing the Patriots to making some mistakes.
Well, we're waiting to see where the officials mark this football. It was at the 13-yard line before that pass interference call. Usually it would be half the distance to the goal since it's inside the 20.
So that'd probably be like the 7-yard line maybe.
Looks like they're going to spot it right at the 6-yard line. So drop those chains. It's going to be first and goal for the Chaos. And gentlemen, have we reached 4-down territory yet since they're trailing right now by 14?
Yes. Simple fact that their kicker cannot make a field goal. They need to try to do any way they can to get some points on the board.
You gotta take points, though. If points are available, you got to take points.
And Shuchuk this time given on the sweep play to Hodges, and he gains nothing on that play. So it's going to be second down. Interesting play call. Was working through the air. Decided to go on the little sweep run, maybe catch the Patriots napping there on defense. Did not work for the Chaos. But no loss on the play. So second down and goal from, we'll call it the 7-yard line.
I was never a huge fan of that. You're running a long way to get maybe 1 yard. You're running all the way out, and it's based on good blocking and being able to get enough blocking so that you can turn the corner. I don't like those kinds of speed routes because they keep you going one-dimensional rather than front and back.
But in that situation, that's where you have your fullback get the up man, and then your linebacker comes from the pause and takes the next man out.
Well, we have a discrepancy between the officials where the ball is. One sideline judge is saying it's at the 10. The other one is saying it's at the 8. Obviously, if you're the Chaos, they want this ball put at the 8. And this is a huge difference, these 2 yards. I mean, any part of the field, but especially inside of the goal line. And we'll see which official wins out. And it looks like they're going to back this up 2 yards. So a bad break for the Chaos.
You know, I think a little bit differently on that play, though. A little bit more yardage doesn't exactly hurt you, because having that, it definitely extends the field.
So Shuchuk, second down. And that one is dropped by Jarrett McGriff Culver, his running back. And that's probably not the worst thing there, because he was probably going to lose yardage on that play. So now it's a third and goal from the 10 for the Chaos. And once again, get to this far down the field. They're backing up instead of going forward, which is the wrong way, obviously.
Yeah, but in the same sense, they have a chance right here to open up a slant route, which if the Patriots do not come with a blitz right here, that middle is going to be open.
Absolutely. I think they should go and try to hit the slot man coming across the field, try to open it up. They're obviously going to have quite a few wide receivers out there. Try to get a nice slant or a nice crossing route here.
8:42 left to go in the third quarter. Patriots up 14-0. Third and goal from the 10 for the Chaos. Shuchuk throws, and that one is going to be intercepted. He threw that into triple coverage, and that's usually what happens. The defense comes up with it. Now it's a race between Shuchuk and the linebacker, and he's finally brought down at the 45. Disastrous decision there for the Chaos. And that's they get burned on that play. Patriots football, and they flip field position as well.
I thought I was going to get a chance to say, and he could go all the way.
Oh, my goodness, man. Another disastrous play there for the Chaos. I tell you what, they have done nothing right in the red zone. Another fantastic red zone stand there from the Patriots. They have, they win my MVP so far in this game. The Patriots have played fantastic defense.
That was Tyrell Webster who got that interception return, took that right about the 2-yard line all the way down to the 43-yard line. And now if you're the Chaos defense, you just got to try to hold them at the 8:29 mark. But Tony Powell and company would love to really stick it in the crawl of the Chaos. Already up 14-0, and that gift-wrapped interception. Triple coverage there, just a disastrous play. And now here come the Patriots. 4 receivers set, 1 to the left of Powell, 3 to his right. Powell now sets up the screen, and that's caught by Muhammad. Muhammad down to the 35, dragged down right at the 31-yard line. And that's going to be a first down for the Patriots.
And right now, if I'm the Patriots, I'm not doing anything to reinvent the wheel. I'm looking for smart plays. I'm maybe going to run this ball a little bit, run the clock out right here a little bit, and then also try to find my receivers wide open.
Absolutely. And honestly, on that play, that one unsung hero is that lineman getting out into the field and making a big block on one of those corners and opening that up to get a nice little gain for the first down there.
So they're saying the ball at the 31-yard line, first down for the Patriots. They lead 14-0 with 7:30 left to go from Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park. Handoff this time to Zolkoffer. Zolkoffer puts a spin move down and spun into the ground at the 24-yard line, but a gain of 7 on that play. Patriots now have all that momentum going.
And, young man, all I got to say is cover up the ball. You got, you spin it right there, cover the ball, because that could have went horribly wrong right there.
So call it a 2nd and 3 for the Patriots as Powell works out of the shotgun at midfield. 4 receivers, Muhammad down to his left, 3 up to his right. And Zolkoffer joins him in the backfield out of the shotgun. His heels at the 29-yard line. Powell now play action across the middle. That one is caught by Ricardo Williams. Spins down. We got a ball. We got a helmet on the field, actually, as Williams keeps going. A helmet of the chaos was on the field. And he is finally brought down at the 7-yard line.
And right there was a slant route that worked to perfection. You can't get a slant route right there that comes out that bad, much better.
Fantastic play there. It's a great play call, too. Getting that ball into the slant route and attacking that middle of the chaos defense. Fantastic play call. Let's see them try to score again in the red zone.
And right here I will be running with the running back out of the shotgun.
So, Powell, 4 receivers once again, 1 to his left, 3 to his right. Out of the shotgun, Powell back to pass. Now under some pressure, floats that one and trying to come up with a one-handed grab. There was Muhammad. No dice. 2nd down for the Patriots. 5:47 left to go. They lead 14-0. They are now knocking on the door themselves from the 8-yard line. A 2nd and goal now as they try to add to their 14-0 lead.
Yeah, right there was he had pressure in his face, and he did the best thing to do, find a man in the flat and try to get some positive yards.
So, Powell, with the semi-huddle with the Patriots, and the MSFL quarterfinal matchup from Victor J. Andrew High School in the home of the Thunderbolts. This is Thunderbolt Stadium in Tinley Park. The home for the semi-pro champion Lincoln Way Patriots. And Powell out of shotgun fires that in the end zone. Muhammad tried to get both feet down. Officials confirm. They're saying that is a catch. What a grab there by Chris Muhammad. An 8-yard touchdown stretching out there, toe tapping, kind of like Chris Carter there. And the Patriots now extend the lead to 20-0.
I cannot believe it. What a catch, man. Fantastic. Fantastic catch. My goodness.
Are you kidding me right there? That was a fantastic corner route in the back of the end zone for the touchdown.
Man, caught it with his fingertips, made sure to get both feet in. Little toe tapping class, you know, adding in there. Fantastic throw. Everything was right about that play. Big score for the Patriots.
The officials looked at each other, and I think they kind of said, you know what, he got both feet down. Even if he didn't hold on to it, we'll give him the A for the effort and the 6 points. So here comes Alvarado to try to make it to 21-0. And a low snap, but recovered. Alvarado kicks that through right down 171st Street. 21-0 lead for the Patriots. 5:40 left to go in the third quarter. Now the chaos got to come up with something big at this point. After they were down, they had it inside of their own red zone, that turnover, and you see what happens with the turnovers. One team is taking advantage of it, and the other team has yet to do that in this ball game.
Disappointing for the chaos. They've had so many opportunities, plethora of opportunities here, and they have just not converted on a single one of them. They've been in the red zone multiple times. They've been in striking distance so many times, and they just have not been able to score and finish those drives.
And one thing about that is the chaos have done it to themselves as they have overthrown the ball, thrown it to double coverage, triple coverage. You're throwing to where the defenders are. Try to throw the ball where they're not.
Well, we had a chance to look at the replay we had in the booth. The Zebras got it, so congrats to them. You know, we always picked on them, but they got the call right there. They looked at each other. They both said he had it. It was confirmed, so great job there. Great job by Muhammad. Great throw by Powell. And it's a 21-0 lead. Now the Patriots, who kind of look like they might have been maybe sleepwalking a little bit in that first half. Something kind of amiss, especially on offense. They've woken up on this drive in this half. And now Shuchuk, you know, he led the troops out there. He got him down there. I got to think, you put the ball in his hands and just have him go, whether it's with his legs, whether it's with his arms. He's your best player on offense. You go where he goes, and the chaos trying to get back in this football game. Down 21-0. Still a lot of time left. 5:40 left to go in just the third quarter. But you're not helping yourself with this either, because now a sideline warning and a penalty. So now it's going to be the ball will be kicked off from midfield by the Patriots.
But one thing I want to say about the quarterback for the Chaos is maybe they can use him in the option route. Let him run the ball, because right now he's not able to throw it at all. Use him in the option, a couple quarterback keepers, maybe a couple of pitches to get him going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'd like to see him get out and create some more, be one of these options, because honestly, he hasn't thrown the ball that well either. He's thrown two interceptions or three interceptions in this game. That's been a huge concern for especially in the red zone. You cannot turn the ball over in the red zone. You need points. You need possessions. He's got to get out and be a little bit more creative. You need to change up the game plan. Whatever the Chaos have done has not worked so far.
Yeah, and so this now it's time to do a dive for the Chaos. They need to fire up somehow.
Oh, Alvarado will kick this one away with the penalty. He'll be kicking it from midfield. And now back into the end zone is Stevenson and Hodges. And now Alvarado kicks this one in right through the upright, so that's going to be a touchback for the Chaos.
That doesn't count for 3 points, does it?
No, I mean, he wished he did.
Good.
I'll tell you what, that was true, though. If it counted, would have been tied for the longest field goal in the history of the sport, but unfortunately, it was not.
Yeah, it's that little fact of the T being there, you know. But yeah.
It's amazing how that helps a kicker out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. I couldn't imagine. You know, I can't believe there's so much of a discrepancy, and you get even more. You know, the punting, especially, you get even more distance. You know, than holding it on the ground than you do like just dropping it. It's wild.
Gravity is a killer out there. So for the Chaos, they come out to the 25-yard line after that touchback. Four receivers, two to each side of Shuchuk, joined by Hodges in the backfield. And now Shuchuk throws that and dropped by Pierce low, and he fired that one in there. No good. Second down for the Chaos.
And he threw that one at the shoestrings of the receiver right there. And no way the receiver was going to pull that one in.
Yeah, that would have been a tough grab by Pearson, not to mention he rifled that one in there like he was a pitcher on the mound. Now Shuchuk lining up. Four receivers, two to each side of him. Hodges joins him in the backfield from the 25-yard line. And now Shuchuk back to pass under some pressure, rolling out to his left. Now he's going to keep it himself. Puts on a juke move. Now gets a block down to the 40, up to the 45. Finally Ooh. Brought out of bounds, and Riley Whoa. Laid the hit, and they're going to call that a penalty. So tack on 15 to that play, and the Chaos have the ball back in Patriots territory.
What a silly, silly play there.
And if you're the Patriots, you do not do that. He was out of bounds. Why would you hit him right there?
He committed to being out of bounds, too. You just got to know that. You got to know to pull up a little bit there. Like, I you know, you got to protect your quarterback there. It's a great flag, but, man, that is such a silly penalty to take at this juncture.
Well, actually, that's a new quarterback out there for the Chaos, and number one, Chris Little. So there was nothing little about that run. Yeah, you knew that was coming, folks.
Yeah.
Move the ball to the 40-yard line. So four receivers, two to each side of Little. Hodges, a man in the backfield. He puts his heels back on the 45-yard line. And now Little back to pass across the middle. And that one hauled in but then dropped by Solis, and he had that in his hands, could not come up with that catch. Going to be second down on another miscue by the Chaos.
And that did have a little bit extra mustard on it. Maybe some oil on it even.
That cornerback absolutely took a shot at that wide receiver, man. It was a killer shot there.
And I'm thinking they're saying he did too much there because we have another penalty on the Patriots. So the Patriots have just given the Chaos now on this drive 30 yards of penalty yardage. Huh. Chaos, it's up to them once again. Will they take advantage of it? They've yet to do that, at least in terms of putting points on the board.
And for the Chaos, the four attempts they had two missed field goals and then interception. So they have to do something right here to find a way to score right here.
Little Nell setting up the screen, and that one is going to be dropped by his intended target, Jalen Grace.
And there was no grace in that catch.
She just loved the puns we come up with.
Oh,
every
my
morning.
Goodness.
That's from one Sean Jarrett, also joined by Alex Reed. I'm Bernie Goin at 4:53 left to go from Victor J. Andrew High School in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. Lincoln Way Patriots have a 21-0 lead on the Chaos, but they've handed them 30 yards and penalties on this drive. Ball at the 25-yard line, second down for the Patriots. A new quarterback, Chris Little, in. Two receivers to each side of him. Hodges joins him in the backfield out of the shotgun. Chaos, needless to say, need to get on the board on this drive. Now under all kinds of pressure, jailbreak blitz, and now dumps that to Hodges. He's able to pick up that first down. A great job there by Little to get rid of it at the absolute last second. Got it to Hodges, and he scooted down right to the 11-yard line. That was a perfect play call on that blitz.
But that ball looked like it was tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Honestly, it looked like a blown play there. It looked like the pocket kind of collapsed on the quarterback. Little made a fantastic throw there and a missed tackle there and a great first down picked up by the Chaos. Let's see if they can continue to keep with this forward momentum going.
Well, we see this goalie changes sometimes in hockey. You know, you pull a pitcher sometimes in baseball. The quarterback change, lighting a fire maybe under the Chaos. Little now under some pressure, rolling out to his right on shotgun, looking for the end zone, throws across the middle, and that one is intercepted once again by the Patriots. Another ill-advised pass inside of the red zone, and the Chaos go once again. They get that close to the end zone, and something just happens, and they try to do too much, and another turnover from the Chaos, and a gift wrap once again to the Patriots.
Now, what's that old saying? Chaos is as chaos does. My goodness. My goodness.
But the Patriots was able to jump that route on that reception for the interception right there because the receiver went to the back of the end zone for a curl, the corner route, and it was thrown short right to the defender.
And that reception was made, interception, I should say, made by Antoine Jones, the DB for the Patriots. The only bad thing about that, he took it out of the end zone. It's worst field position for the Patriots. That's really the only bad thing you can say about that play. So put the ball right at the 13-yard line for Tony Powell and company, working out at a four-receiver set, shotgun look. Powell now trying to pour on the points, already up 21-0. Now Powell rolling out to his left. Smart move there, just slide, live the fight, another play. And I'll tell you what, that could have been a penalty on the Chaos. They didn't hold up there, and they went sliding into that quarterback. He clearly had given himself up. Referees, though, holding the laundry in their pocket.
Yeah, he kind of popped up like Derek Jeter right there with that slide. But he should stay down there. But wow, I'm glad he got down on that play.
Well, now the Patriots at the three-minute mark in the third quarter, up 21-0. The second down from the 18. And a handoff this time is given and it was Piscasio on that handoff. And he'll now take a seat after that, picking up two on the play. So it's going to be third and four from the 20-yard line
And now the Patriots are coming out with the three wide receivers and the one wide receiver to the right. Be looking for them to throw this ball right here.
Absolutely. This is a huge stop if the Chaos can get it.
Now Powell under some pressure, almost sacked. Now rolling out to his left. He's got the first down and more. Dives. Kind of got tripped up there by the turf monster, but is able to just get that first down.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, they're saying he got it and moving the chains. Right at that line. I mean, he clearly had the time and then just, I don't know if he got tripped up, decided to try to dive, make it a more emphatic play or what, but.
No, he just wanted us to use the replay booth up here, you know?
I guess so. So 1:30 left to go in the third quarter for the Lincoln Way Patriots. They have the 21-0 lead. They just picked up that first down. And now Powell out of shotgun. This time he hands it off to Piscasio.
And the Patriots are now using the bunch formation, which is could be signs that they may be running the ball a little bit more or throwing it in this situation.
I really like their idea of really trying to pound the football now. This is the point where you want to try to eat up this clock and continue to ram it down the Chaos's throats and get rid of this clock as well.
Yeah, right now the Chaos fighting two opponents out there, the Patriots, in that clock as it's gone under 60 seconds in the third quarter, 50 seconds to be exact. Powell lining the team up in the three right receivers to his right, one to his left, four receiver formation. We have got a false start on the Patriots, so they're backing up.
And that is a costly penalty for the Patriots right there as they get a false start. And now you're backing up. Now you have no option but to try to move this ball back forward and get them yards back.
You really want to get this to the fourth quarter, though. You want to be able to get it to the fourth quarter, run another play, get it to the fourth quarter, and then go from there at that point.
And now Powell out of the shotgun, going down the left side, throws kind of a duck there. Bahama trying to adjust, and that one is knocked away by the Chaos defender.
Yeah, the Chaos defender timed that one perfectly as he went up at the same time as the receiver had his head back, so there was no penalty for pass interference.
Absolutely. I don't understand that play call at all, though. I would run the ball at that point. Now you're going to be punting the ball, most likely going into the fourth quarter. You're going to be punting it away, and you're going to be giving the Chaos probably back the football unless they can get the first down here. I just don't understand that play call on second down.
Yeah, Greg Bess-Henning on the coverage there. Now Powell out of the shotgun on third down, rolling out to his right, throws across the middle, and that one is dropped. Looking for his intended target, Kevon Love. So that will stop the clock. 16 and 9-10 seconds to go. Fourth down, bringing out the punting unit. It's been an interesting night for them.
Absolutely.
So this is not a gimme, and the Chaos hoping for one more terrible snap out of the special teams of the Patriots. Helped them get in the end zone. They've not been able to do it offensively. I mean, they've gotten as close as one could get, but not able to get on the board.
And not only is that, they're hoping to get another shot at the end zone.
Yeah, you definitely want to put yourself in a good position here. The special teams for the Patriots has been rather shaky, so we definitely have to wait and see what happens here.
And another low snap, but this time Alvarado was able to get it away. Pooches that high in the air, and it takes a bounce for the Patriots. And the ball will die right at the 49-yard line. And we saw it again. That was the third bad snap of the evening. The one wrong thing that has been going against the Patriots, and that's something they need to clean up if they are able to survive to next week. Because if a team was able to take advantage of this, they could be facing a deficit right now instead of having that 21-0 lead with 4 and 5 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Now the Chaos, not too many possessions they have left as they will close out this third quarter.
I'm curious to see if they'll just run out the clock here or if they might just try to take a shot here real quick to finish out the third quarter. But, yeah, they definitely have some digging out of this hole that they put themselves in here.
Yeah, the proverbial putting the foot in their own mouth.
And now Little, the new quarterback coming out for the Chaos. Four receivers, two to his left, two to his right. Hodges joins him in the backfield, shotgun formation. And now back to pass is Little. Has a security blanket, and Hodges going deep down the left side, and that one overthrows his man. Looking for his intended target, Jalen Gracie had him, overshot him, and that will draw an end to this third quarter with the Lincoln Way Patriots leading the Chicago Chaos 21-0. Back with fourth quarter action from Victor J. Andrew High School in the MSFL quarterfinals right here on SportstownChicago.com. And welcome back to Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, home of the Andrew Thunderbolts at Thunderbolt Stadium. MSFL quarterfinal action. We have hit the fourth quarter with the Lincoln Way Patriots leading the Chicago Chaos 21-0. Almost a touchdown there to end that third quarter for the Chaos. And you summed it up there, Mr. Alex Reed. It's kind of how the night has gone for the Chaos.
That play is synonymous with the outcome so far of this game. Just missed opportunity after missed opportunity.
And I got one word for you. Chaos theory. Because this has been one of them theories.
Wouldn't that be two words? I guess we hyphenated.
Who's counting?
Yeah.
Right, who's counting?
So, Mr. Chris Little comes out. Shotgun formation, four receivers to open up the fourth quarter, and he fires, and that one this time is caught by his intended target, Jalen Grace. Spin move and the stiff arm, and off
He's
to the
gone.
Races.
He's
he
gone.
Is yeah. gone.
Oh.
Oh.
Almost.
And we got a face mask on the play, too. That caught, actually, it was Eric Stevenson there, but the first down and down 2 to 3 yard line, they're going to move that up even more with that face mask.
That looked like close to a horse color, too.
Yeah, my goodness.
Now if you don't punch this in, it...
now you just... Your next is over.
Yeah.
You just walk off the field now, man. You gotta score.
You have to score a touchdown, too. You're out of the field goal time with what you're looking at, 14-45, already down 21-0. You need to put 6 on the board right here.
Preferably 7, honestly.
Well, I don't know if they can make 7 because they can't make a field goal. So
I know.
So the Chaos, I mean, they've moved the ball tonight. It's been once they get down in this area, now they're heading from right to left on your radio dial. Put the ball at the 2-yard line with that penalty yardage tacked on. It's going to be first and goal for the Chaos out of the shotgun. Four receivers, to each side of Little. And now Little, hands off, and that's a quick draw up the middle.
And
the touchdown is good, and finally the Chaos get on the board.
And you can cancel the post game show. Finally they're on the board.
Goodness gracious. It took 3 quarters of play to get into the end zone, but they finally did it.
So that makes it 21-6 Patriots lead, and now on for this all-important extra point. Jarrell Johnson got the 2-yard carry on that play. Now coming on for this extra point is your field goal kicker, David Tomas. Holder, the punter, Dominic Kozlowski. Tomas waiting on it. Kicks this one up, and that one is good. So they've cut the lead down to a third, or they put a third of that chunk away. 21-7 now, the lead for the Patriots after the extra point. So, gentlemen, do you think about an onside kick here? Is it a little bit too early for that? Do you trust your defense to come up with a stop?
A little bit too early for an onside kick right here. You have 14-13 left in this game. Down 14 points. It's now you just hope that your defense can stop them, get a 3-and-out here, and get your team the ball back.
Now, if you're the Chaos, you want to get a quick stop here. Stop them on a 3-and-out, get the football back, ride this wave of momentum. That's one of the key things that we've been really emphasizing, is that the Chaos have to put some momentum together, get a couple scores, and this could be a very interesting ball game going forward.
Well, with 14:13 left to go in the fourth quarter, the Patriots lead 21-7, but stay tuned as the Chaos just got on the board. A beautiful catch and throw from Little to Eric Stevenson, getting it down with a face mask down to the 2-yard line. Jarrell Johnson punched it in. Extra point was good, so that makes it 21-7. Now Tomas to kick this one away for the Chaos. Patriots not as deep as you normally think, maybe guarding against a pooch kick or the onside kick, but they answer the question. They do kick this one away, and the ball taken at the 5-yard line by the Patriots. Oh, nice tackle brought down there. And that was Riley, return man. And he stopped at the 22-yard line, so that's even better than if you kicked it out of the end zone, because it's better field position for the Chaos. And their defense, looking for what they kind of did in that first half, mainly after that first drive of holding the Patriots down.
Absolutely. They did a great job of mixing it up on the Patriots. They threw different looks at them, and they until the Patriots really in this the third quarter, they didn't really have an offensive flow, any flow to their offense. It was kind of stagnant. So really, the Chaos have been, you know, the shining star here for, or the defense has been shining for the Chaos.
But don't be fooled by that, because the Patriots can come down here and still make a three-possession game again.
So Tony Powell tried to answer for the Patriots. He's got a 4-receiver set, 3 down to his right, 1 to his left. They will head from left to right on your radio dial. 14:07 left to go. He sends Piscasio in motion, and a handoff given this time to his running back, Zollkoffer, and he's looking for a face mask, but he's going to get the first down right up to the 39-yard line on the draw play. Had a hole. He could drive a truck through there, and he took advantage of it.
And that, if you're the Patriots, that's what you want to do. Make that clock keep running. Keep running the ball in this situation.
So, gain of 17 in that play. Ball placed at the 39-yard line for Tony Powell. 4 receivers, 2 to each side of Powell. Working out of the shotgun. Now Powell, back to pass, rolling out to his right. He decides to keep it himself. Tuck it and take the slide right at the 45-yard line. And the smart play about that, it keeps the clock moving.
Absolutely. And another great play there. Nothing showing. You know, you just take the ball, tuck it, get a couple yards, get down, keep that clock running. Fantastic all the way around.
And that's one of the situations where smart move by the quarterback to get down after gaining them yards.
So 12:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. The Patriots driving at their 45-yard line. A gain of 6 on that slide there by Tony Powell. Patriots up 21-7 from midfield. 4 receivers set for Powell. 3 to his left, 1 to his right. Powell getting instructions from the sideline. Little play action out, and then dumps this one off, and that one is caught by Love.
And Love right there was spitting the love right there. As we see him run the ball right there and keep the clock going with 12:02 left.
So it's going to be a 3rd and short now for the Patriots. 11:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. They are up 21-7. Powell working out of the shotgun. Tries to pick up this, and he looks like he drew the Chaos offsides.
Silly, silly Chaos.
The Chaos have just killed themselves. Goodness gracious, man. Penalties, penalties, penalties.
But that kind of goes back to what the coach said when we interviewed him earlier. He said he wanted to have his defense hold up and force the Chaos into making mistakes.
That's a 5-yard penalty. So first down for the Patriots. They get it by drawing the Chaos offsides. This ball is going to be pushed past midfield right to the 47-yard line. And the Patriots trying to add to their already 21-7 lead and put this game away in the MSFL quarterfinals. Get ready for the semifinal matchup next week and a possible rematch with the Ducks. Their one loss of the season for the Patriots. They looked exact revenge, but they have to first put this one away. Now Powell, four receiver set, one to his left, three to his right. And this time, handoff is given to Zollkoffer.
And that, again, running the ball is smart in this situation. You're up 14. You keep the clock moving. And why not keep this team, make them use their timeouts?
This is the worst thing. This is the worst case scenario that could have happened for the Chaos. They couldn't shut the door down on running plays. I mean, they let big runs slip away from them, and this is eating up the clock really, really badly.
Powell working back out of that shotgun with three receivers to his left, one to his right. Now throws this one into the flats. A screen there from Robert Riley, and we have flags thrown everywhere on the field. So let's check this play. The moment pushed out of bounds was Riley at the 45-yard line. However,
really like holding right there.
All the officials, yes, they're going to say a block in the back. That will back up the football for the Lincoln Way Patriots. 10:30 left to go in the fourth quarter from Victor J. Andrew High School, home of the Thunderbolts at Thunderbolt Stadium. Patriots 21-7 lead in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup, trying to beat the Chaos for the second time this season, although this game a lot closer, and really a few plays had they gone the other way for the Chaos and they were able to take advantage of a few miscues by the Patriots, we could have a tie ball game at the very least, even a lead for the Patriots. But credit to that Patriots defense for putting the hammer down on the Chaos and keeping them out of the end zone.
Absolutely. The Chaos have done a terrible job of executing at their chances. And, you know, this really should be a tie game right now going into, you know, 10.5 minutes at this point. Like, it should be a tie game, but, you know, 21-7.
But basically it was the receivers and the quarterback not communicating.
So the ball now from the 45. Powell just setting up the screen. And he dumps that one off, trying to get the first down and more. Riley off to the races, and that is a first down, an emphatic one for the Patriots, all the way down to the 5-yard line.
And right there, you've seen the perfect setup by the blocking of that offensive line as they open up the hole for that screen pass.
Man, that defense, they were just completely surprised by that screen play. They were not prepared for that quick screenplay. I mean, they're just not seeing what's happening out there right now, and that's really costing them. You know, they really needed to get a stop early, and they've just you know, really, really, really faltered here.
As Olkoff took that from the 45 all the way down to the 5-yard line. So gain of 50 on that play. So now Powell looking to go to the end zone, and that ball batted in the air, knocked away and incomplete. Quinnell Johnson, the coverage on that play.
And right there, why would you throw that ball in that situation? You stop the clock with 9:25 left. Run the ball.
You've had so much success running the football, too.
Well, 9:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. Patriots up 21-7 in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup from Tinley Park at Victor J. Andrew High School, home of the Thunderbolts at Thunderbolt Stadium. Ernie Goen joined along with Alex Reed and Sean Jarrett. So glad you can join us on SportsTownChicago.com. And Powell now coming out. Three receivers is right, one is left. Gives a fake, and now this time the handoff. Zollkoffer stopped at 1-yard line.
Could we see maybe a play to that famous fullback for a touchdown, maybe?
Bring in the big fella.
Yeah, they've not really signaled for that yet.
I wonder if he got kind of banged up earlier, because we haven't really seen him since that first touchdown.
But we've seen multiple players come in and contribute at that position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're changing out of formations. Patriots might have to take a timeout as they've taken a lot of time off that play clock, and they don't want to back it up with the ball placed on the 2-yard line.
Seems like that's exactly what they're doing. They're running the clock all the way down and then take a timeout here.
And that's exactly what they have done. So that is the second timeout taken for the Patriots. Up 21-7, third and goal from the 2, and they look to extend their lead, which is 21-7, and add at least 6 points, hopefully for them 7. So, and at this point, if you're the Chaos, you just got to knuckle down and try to keep them out of the end zone. 2 touchdowns down at 8 minutes to go. Not easy, but not the worst-case scenario. Down by 3, it's just about over at that point.
If you're the Chaos, you got to put some weight in your pocket and try to make a stand right here.
Absolutely. This is do-or-die time. You know, we've seen crazy things happen with the special teams. We've seen special teams breakdown. So you're never really out of this game. You just have to, as you said, knuckle down and really, really fight and keep these guys out of the end zone. If you can hold them to a field goal, you know, that's still a victory. You got to think about the little victories here.
So 8:15 left to go in the fourth quarter from Andrew High School, home of the Thunderbolts. The Patriots up 21-7 in this MSFL quarterfinal matchup on the 2-yard line, third and goal. And they try to punch this one in.
I'm giving it to my fullback.
And now it's going to be Powell. I formation this time as he goes under center. And now Powell, the play action, firing in the end zone, knocked away. Good defense there.
What a change by Greg
Best Henning. Another great job there in the coverage. Almost had an interception there.
What a change of fortune that would have been. Pick that one off and get another shot. Goodness.
Yeah, but again, if you're the Patriots, why are you throwing the ball? Are you trying to have a Seattle Seahawks moment?
Ouch. Yeah, bringing that one back.
Yeah, ask the Atlanta Falcons if you should run the football in crunch time. See what they will tell you. Well, now it's going to be a virtual chip shot here for Rafael Alvarado of 15 yards from the left hash mark, and he kicks this one up, and it is good. So that field goal is good. 24-7, the Patriots extend the lead. 8:06 left to go, but the Chaos, a good job there by the defense to hold them out of the end zone, and now it's up to the offense to try to figure out a way to score 17 points in the next 8 minutes. And the big thing about that field goal, it also makes it a 3-possession game.
Yeah, but one thing about the Chaos now, you can't run the ball. You have to throw the ball in this situation.
Yeah, but in a way, that can actually aid you, because being able to open up some screen passes, being able to run some play action and maybe some trickery, you can get, you know, 10, 15 yards here or there. You can chunk away at this, and, you know, you really just focus on this next possession. Really break it down possession by possession and try to cut away into this deficit.
And here comes the Patriots to kick this one away, and Alvarado. Deep man is Eric Pierce along with Devon Hodges. And it all starts with the special teams. If you're the Chaos, you try to get a nice return here. If you somehow could get it in the end zone, that would really put at least some of the pressure back onto the Patriots with the 24-7 lead in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. 8:06 left to go in the fourth quarter from Victor J. Andrew High School in beautiful Tinley Park in what's turned out to be an absolute gorgeous night in, I guess you can call it late August now, mid to late August. And Alvarado kicks this one right to the goal line, and that one will be taken by Pierce. Pierce looking for some blockers, and then brought down at the 30-yard line for the Chaos. And Chris Little will bring out the troops once again as he rides a march some 70 yards. And the other factor, time.
Absolutely.
Time is not their friend right now. And as we got penalty markers again.
Expect the dial to be turned up a little bit on the heat factor here. Just silly. Another silly penalty for whoever it's on. Silly.
Like we had some more fighting, it looked like, between Hood and Hood trying to draw the penalty. Although I think that's between him and somebody he knows from the other team, because they were – there was clearly fake punching there, now we just saw. So a little bit of – I mean, there is a penalty on the field, but right there looked like a little bit of fun between friends.
It's getting a little testy out here.
Fun if you're a Patriots fan.
It's getting testy out here, so –
Well, we're seeing with the Zebras huddled up what they will call on this play. At the moment, the Chaos have the ball at the 30-yard line. 7:59 left to go in the fourth quarter in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. 24-7 lead by the Patriots. Oh, penalties on both teams, so they will offset, and the ball remain at midfield right at the 30-yard marker. And now it's go time for Chris Little and company. He comes out, four receivers, two to each side of him. Johnson joins him in the backfield. And he will be positioned with Little at the 25-yard line out of the shotgun. And Little takes the snap, has some time, throws across the right side, overthrew everyone. And the closest man there, Robert Riley. And that's a Patriot defender.
Yeah, that play right there was just overthrown. And, you know, Little just needs to calm down in this situation.
Yeah, I like the play call again. I like the aggressive mindset, but man, you gotta hit the guy. I mean, really, at the end of the day, you gotta hit the guy on the deep route.
Second down now, 2nd and 10 for the Chaos at the 30-yard line. Four receivers set, two to each side of Little. Johnson remains in the backfield with him out of the shotgun formation. Now Little, back to pass. Only three linemen rush. Now Little decides to take off and keep it himself and cuts it up right to the 36-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. Third down for the Chaos. And in all likelihood at this point, 4-down territory, one has got to believe.
Yeah, definitely 4-down territory. Chaos just needs to stop the bleeding right here and don't make a silly penalty or silly turnover right here.
Yeah, you got to keep your composure here.
So 7:15 left to go in the fourth quarter. Patriots up 24-7. Chaos with the football from the 36 out of the shotgun. Little back to pass across the middle, and that one tipped in the air, and it is intercepted once again by the Patriots.
And I just said, do not make that.
My goodness. My
oh
goodness.
Me. Oh, my. Wow.
Time after time. It really doesn't matter who's under the snap. So many interceptions, so many miscues, so many missed opportunities. It's just terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Sound like you're giving me your version of Charles Barkley.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
Correction, 48. And that should pretty much do this.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
7:06 left in the game.
Yeah, already a 24-7 lead. That interception could be that final nail in the coffin for the Chaos. The ball will be placed at the 48-yard line for Tony Powell and company. And the story, just turnovers, penalties, and that's not going to win you very many football games, especially when you get this far into the season. Four receiver set, three to the left, one to the right of Powell. Back up, out of the shotgun. Now Powell dances around to the right side. Spin move thrown, just flings that in the air out of bounds. Smart play. Don't want to take the sack there. But again, not quite sure why you're running that football when you have a 17-point lead and the clock is your friend. Just get that clock moving.
Yeah, why would you throw the ball in this situation, stopping the clock? And giving the Chaos another opportunity.
Yeah, you gotta be thinking run here. You just have to put this game away, you know.
Yeah, a sweet play would be nice. Stay in bounds though.
Just fall over.
And Zolkoffer joins Paul in the backfield out of the shotgun. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. 6:58 left to go. 24-7 lead for the Patriots. And Zolkoffer just gets this, runs it up the middle. Safe play, just wanting to get that clock moving. Stopped at the 47-yard line.
And that was a halfback dive right there.
So it's going to be a 3rd and 8 for the Patriots.
You run the ball again and keep that clock going. Try to get under 5 minutes and they're punting it.
6:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. MSFL quarterfinal matchup. The Lincoln Way Patriots leading the Chicago Chaos 24-7. It is Patriots football. 3rd down and 8 from their 47-yard line out of the shotgun formation. And we have a flag. My guess, it's going to be a delay of game. And that's exactly what the call is on the Patriots. Not the worst case scenario there, as you took some more time off the clock.
Absolutely, and field position for the Patriots really is not, you know, up circumstance here. You just want to run off as much time as possible.
Definitely, and I feel that couldn't hurt them, but you know what, don't do it again.
So back that ball up to the 48-yard line. It's going to make it a 3rd and 13 for the Patriots. Paul comes out of shotgun, joined by Zolkoffer. Three receivers to his left, one to his right, and we have another flag thrown on the field.
Offside.
And another delay of game.
Oh,
good. Ugh. Did they not get the memo?
It's not.
Oh, goodness.
Sheesh.
Man.
Well, some things to work on for the Patriots for next week, I guess.
I think there are plenty for the Patriots. They've got to be much better all the way around.
They need to run this ball right here because they need to get this clock back running.
So, Paul, now make this a 3rd and 18. And, Paul, go ahead and hands this one off on the field. And it is Zolkoffer. And we have another flag thrown as he gets it up to the 44-yard line. And this could be, if this is a face mask on the Chaos, you can go ahead and just start that bus for them and send, because that would just about do it.
Yeah.
Goodness. Sloppy end to really a sloppy game. I mean, it's been a sloppy game all the way around. Lots of penalties. Both teams are at fault for that. Just sloppy all the way around. Need to tighten it up in playoff games.
Yeah, but this call is on the Patriots. My guess is a hold, and they moved it back to the 45-yard line.
And the Patriots find another way to shoot themselves in the foot.
Three consecutive penalties for the Patriots. The good news for them, they still have a 24-7 lead with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter of the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. Well, at this rate, I guess they could penalize their way to the triple zero on the game clock. Now, Paul, back to pass, setting up that screen, dumped off to Zolkoffer, cuts it up. And now he's finally brought down. And we saw earlier the Chaos give up a big play to him. They did not do it there. So mercifully for them, that offensive series is over. And here comes a punting unit led by Rafael Alvarado. And the Chaos look for a minor miracle at this point. 4:30 left to go, trailing 24-7. Three-possession game. They'll have to get the ball back three different times and punch it in at least one field goal and two touchdowns to try to and get the extra points to try to tie this game
up. It's going to take a miracle.
But they do have three timeouts for them, so that does buy them another possession to potentially get something going and get back into this game. Not to mention the fact that the the field goal unit's been a little shaky here for the Patriots, to say the least.
Yeah, it was almost...
Or the punting unit, my bad.
There was two times they weren't even able to punt it. We're barely able to get off the last punt they attempted. And this now, a timeout taken by the Patriots. Don't blame you take that down to the very last second. So that no timeouts left for the Patriots. So in the chaotic event that the Chaos come back to tie this game and the Patriots are trying to score late in the ball game, they're going to have no timeouts, at least for the remainder of regulation. So 3:57 left to go, and really the Chaos, they just got to go full mode here. No huddle, run up the field. I mean, a lot to ask, and what's going to be probably about 3:45 left in the football game when they get this ball back after the punt.
Absolutely. They need to run a couple deep routes and try to get everybody back and you know, just move the football. Got to move the football here.
You got to take advantage of your two wide receivers on the outside. So
now, low snap once again. They're going to need to work on that next week. And Alvarado kicks this one. It takes a very, very good bounce for the Patriots down the sidelines.
Can you say Kaufman corner?
Yeah. For two of this bounce, to say the least, for the Patriots. No one there, and it stayed somehow in bounds all the way down to the 6-yard line. So it was already a tall task, has turned into an even slipperier slope for the Chaos. So we just got a scoreboard update. The opponent of what looks like to be the Patriots at this point, the Chi City Ducks, have a 27-0 lead. So if that's the case, it'll be a rematch of Game 2 if both scores hold up. 3:50 left to go for the Lincoln Way Patriots, trying to hold on to that 24-7 lead, and the Chaos have the football. And to say this is a monumental task, well, that's probably an understatement, folks. Down to the 6-yard line, so they're going to have to go 94 yards.
We've
to score a touchdown, or at least a field goal, and then get the ball back on two onside kicks for, at that point, what would be two touchdowns.
Well, I don't think they need an onside kick in that
depending
situation.
On which time's left.
Yeah. And you do have those three timeouts that you can spare.
And now Little working out his shotgun, four receivers, two to each side. Little now under some pressure, throws that, and that ball thrown. They're going to say it was caught, but it looked like it hit the ground. They're going to say it was caught by Jarrell Johnson.
That might actually come back.
And they're going to say, yeah, no, I'm surprised the refs let him keep running. It looked like that ball had hit the ground.
The clock is still moving, however, though. It looks like they've...
I think this could be the case of just running that clock with the deficit facing, although it is the playoffs.
They're winding the clock down to 10 seconds, most likely.
They should put 3:36 back on the clock, it looks like.
Don't know. That pass incomplete. Chaos now come out shotgun. Four receivers for Little. Two to each side of him. Johnson remains in the backfield. Little now under some pressure, throwing to the right side, overthrows everyone, hits the track behind his players on the Chaos sideline. Now down to 3:16. The Patriots 24-7 lead, third down for the Chaos, third and 10.
And now you are definitely in four down territory. You definitely need to throw this ball as much as you can. Try to get at least get out of bounds on and get a first down.
Okay, us looking at four down territory on their own 6-yard line, down by 17 with 3:16 left to go in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. Down to the Patriots, 24-7. Little now out of the shotgun, four receivers each side of him. Now Little back to pass, has some time going down the right side of the field again, overthrows his intended targets. He's looking for his man, Eric Stevenson, there. So fourth down for the Chaos, and what is likely their last play if they're not able to convert. offensively their last play.
Yeah, I believe it is their last play. If they cannot convert right here, this ball game is over.
I think there's too much time for them. The Chaos do have three timeouts, but I think, yeah, it's the door is slightly shutting on them at this point.
Now with 3:10 left to go, Patriots up 24-7. Chaos, wonder if they'll use a timeout here, one of the three they have left, or decide to try to save them if they're able to pick up this first down. It is 4th and 10 from their own 6-yard line. Little working out of the shotgun with two receivers to each side of him, the 4-receiver set. Johnson remains in the backfield with Little. And now Little, 3-man rush. Little with some time down the right side, and that one is caught. So the Chaos will continue this drive. So Eric Stevenson, a man, has had a good ball game for himself despite his team down by 17 points. And he stopped right at the 20-yard line. So a gain of 14 on that play. Little now out of the shotgun, went out of bounds, so that stops the clock. Little now, 3-man rush again, this time has to roll out to his left, picks up a block from Johnson, fires across the middle, incomplete, looking for his intended target, Jalen Grace.
And maybe they're going to say a little saving grace.
I think you need a lot of saving graces for this ball game to get back into it.
Incomplete pass will bring up second down from the 20-yard line. The Chaos down 24-7 to the Lincoln Way Patriots in this MSFL quarterfinal matchup from Victor J. Andrew High School in beautiful Tinley Park. I've actually met an alumni through this program, Kevin Palmer from Andrew High School. I saw he had joined us. You can join us as well on sportstownchicago.com. 4-receiver set, 2 to each side of Little. He works from the 20-yard line. Johnson joins him in the backfield out of the shotgun. 3-man rush once again by the Patriots, and that ball tipped away. So out of bounds, 3rd down now for the Chaos. 2:51 left to go in the 4th quarter.
And now the bell has tolled in this situation. It is getting close to where they're going to have to just air it out.
Absolutely. You've got to take shots. You've got to take your chances downfield. I don't like these calls of 10 or 15 yards, kind of these quick outs. You're just too far down to be throwing quick outs like this.
With 2:51 left to go in the 4th quarter, Chaos down 24-7 in the Lincoln Way Patriots. Now, out of the shotgun, Little, 4-receiver set. Arches it down the right side of the field, overthrows his intended target, looking for Devin Hodges on that play. Here's another 4th down. Chaos able to pick up that last one. But if you keep fighting 4 down territory, you're going to be fighting that clock, and that's a disastrous recipe for the Chaos. And the Patriots trying to come up with one more stop and put this game officially to bed and move on to next week's semifinal matchup, which looks like it could be a rematch right now between the Shy City Ducks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quack, quack.
Well, 2:45 left to go from Victor J. Andrew High School in the MSFL quarterfinal matchup. The Lincoln Way Patriots have the 24-7 lead. Chaos football, 4th and 10 from the 20-yard line, midfield. Last gas effort here for Little and company. 4 receivers set, 2 to each side of him. Jarrell Johnson joins him in the backfield. Little back to pass. Little tries to set up a screen. He gets that one to Johnson. Johnson needs to get to the 30. He does do just that as he stopped at the 36-yard line. So another first down for the Chaos.
And that was a good play right there by the Chaos. But, again, the clock has stopped.
Well, it will stop on with the first down. And I believe the Chaos, they've taken their first timeout, so 2 left. So hanging on by the skin of their teeth at this point are the Chaos. I mean, they got to start throwing that football down the field. They have 2:32 left to go in this ball game, trailing by 17. And you need to not only do you need to get a score, you need to figure out a way to get that ball back two more times.
Absolutely. Definitely, if you can score in this possession, you'll need some onside kicks to have a hope and a prayer to get back into this game.
Yeah, you definitely need a lot to happen right now. You need a score, another score, and then an onside kick.
Mm-hmm. Just don't think there's enough time out here for the Chaos to make a full comeback, but it is nice to see them out here still competing and still trying to somehow get back into this game and claw their way back in.
Well, the 18-yard pickup by the Chaos on fourth down from Little to Johnson gets them to the 38-yard line with 2:32 left to go. Patriots up 24-7. A Little back to pass out of the shotgun. Has some time. Now he is sacked, and we have a flag on the field as well. Let's see what the officials call on this one. For a moment, it is a sack by the Patriots, and we have a holding on the defense, so going to be an automatic first down for the Chaos.
Man, how do you make penalties like that on defense? You just, you know, you really don't have much to lose. You can't make penalties, though. You cannot make penalties.
Yeah,
you don't want to help them.
You definitely don't want to help your opponent.
Well, 2:28 now after that penalty. Move the ball 5 yards, or they're going to say move it 15. So actually they're saying it's a
personal foul.
Now that's definitely what you don't want to do, giving them the chunks of yardage. We saw them do this earlier with two straight personal foul penalties, and it was 30 yards. They were able to get themselves out of it with an interception at the goal line by Tyrell Webster, which I still say is the play of the game in this ball game.
Yeah.
Now Little throws, and that one incomplete. His intended target on that play. Second down. And we do not have a number for him.
Oh, well.
Oh, hold on, let me double
check. They got the water
that.
Boy out there to play some defense.
Fred Cornley was the intended target there.
You ruined the fun.
Oh, man, come on. The water boy made a great play.
And we have another penalty, and this time it's on the Chaos as they're backing up.
Goodness.
It has been one of them games where it has been nothing but penalties.
Penalties, man. Terrible.
So, ball moved down to the 45-yard line. So, after that personal foul penalty, Chaos gave 10 yards right back. So, it's going to be a 1st and 20 for Little. Rolling out to his right side out of his shotgun, looking to buy some time. Throws now across the middle, and that one is caught by his receiver, Stevenson. Stevenson has the first down. Spin move he puts on at the 35-yard line. Not able to break that final tackle down to the 36-yard line. Got to love the hustle and grit there, and I believe the Chaos will take a timeout. And we have another penalty on the field. Apparently the officials did not think they got enough pub tonight, and so they are just emptying out the pockets.
Well, it's a lot of laundry on the field tonight.
My goodness. They keep throwing their yellow socks out there, man. I'll tell you what. Goodness gracious. But he, honestly, it was a great catch, and he followed his blocker really, really well on that play.
But I think there could have been little hands holding involved.
Certainly possible. I guess you do have to keep it. You do have to really ref it tight. You can't just let calls go in the playoffs. You know, it's just it's really important to make sure and you get every call. But yeah, it does get a little extraneous in the fourth quarter of a kind of a blowout game here, where the Chaos really just don't have a prayer.
And that penalty is on the Patriots, so add 15 more yards At this going rate, the way the Chaos have operated, they're going to end up getting a hold on this next play to back it up 10 more.
Are you kidding me?
I tell you what, the first, like, this last, like, minute has been longer than the entire, like, third quarter so far. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, 2 fourth-down pickups by the Chaos, along with some penalties on both sides. 24-7 lead the Patriots have with 2:08 left to go in the fourth quarter. Chaos hanging on by the skin of their teeth in this MSFL quarterfinal matchup. Winner moving on to the semifinals. A loser going home, obviously. And Little now, four receiver set out of the shotgun with Johnson in the backfield. Little now under some pressure. Decides to keep it himself, and he is brought down right at the 18-yard line. And we have hit the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter. So the Patriots, 24-7 lead. And guys, for me, I don't know what you think would be the play of this game. For me, it's clearly that Tyrell Webster interception. At that point, you know, it was 14-0. Chaos were driving. Were aided by two personal foul penalties. Got it down to about the 10-yard line. And then the ill-advised throw, Webster picked it off. Patriots turned that into a touchdown on their falling offensive possession. Had a 21-0 lead. And for all intents and purposes, put this game out of reach.
Well, I got to say, I'm a running back at heart, so I'm going to go with the running back, the fullback running the ball in for the first touchdown.
I got to say, it was the turning point for me was that first possession after the Chaos scored. That first possession that the Patriots got it back when they so desperately needed a stop, when they needed to get a stop, a quick stop, and get themselves back into this game. That was where the game swung, in my opinion, because that was the point where the Chaos needed so desperately to get a stop. They get another score. It's one possession again. Now they run down the field, get another score, and the game's over.
And particularly that Zolkoffer 50-yard run. It was at the 45-yard line. They were backed up on a couple of penalties of their own. Screen pass, not really sure exactly what the Chaos were looking for there, because you said they looked shocked out there. Patriots, Zolkoffer in particular, took it down to the 5-yard line. They only got a field goal out of it, but that sort of iced this game, made it 3 possessions. And now the Chaos, I mean, it's kind of trumped a good day that Stevenson has had. Little's come out there fiery as he's taken over at the backup quarterback position. Got the one score on the board, and we saw a great catch as well in this ball game by Chris Muhammad. The third touchdown on the day for the Patriots. As you mentioned also, Sean, that great run, that 2-yard run earlier by Perry Sanders, bulldozing his way in the end zone, has led us to this 24-7 lead for the Patriots. Little throwing, and that one knocked away and incomplete, and we have a man down on the field for the Patriots.
Oh, that is not good.
That is the
worst.
And he's
holding his knee, and we have a flag on the field. That might just be to indicate, though, that the player is down.
That.
Oh, man.
Oh, right there. I've been in that situation. That is not a good feeling.
That's a heartbreaker, too. You know, this game is pretty much over, and you get, you know, something that looks this bad. You got everybody over on the field now, the training staff and the coaches. What a heartbreaker, because, you know, this game really is over. He's getting carried off. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, hopefully it is just a bruise or something, but
hopefully
not good. He's trying to put some weight on that, not able to do it. Yeah, you definitely hope that it's not the worst-case scenario, especially this late in a ball game. You don't want to see this at any point in a ball game, but
no.
Especially this late, and potentially what can cost you a playoff game next week.
Yeah, it looked like he was favoring his left knee there. He was really having trouble getting off the field and putting any weight on that left leg.
And that is, we believe, Carl Grant, the player. What? No, there was actually another penalty. So once again, the officials have decided that now every play in this game will require a flag from here on out.
Maybe we should just call this flag football.
It's getting to that point, Sean.
The use of flags in a different way in this game is to slow people down. Actually, technically, it's the same way, isn't it? used to stop the play.
Yeah, and another flag thrown, and I think this is going to be an unsportsmanlike on the chaos. And yeah, I think he's telling him to get off the field. He's been tossed.
Wow.
And, at this point, I get you're down by 17. You're frustrated. You don't want to have classless acts like that. Just go off the field. I mean, get ready for next season. You don't need to see that. I mean.
Sportsmanship. You just got to, there's no reason for, jawing at people and anything like that. This game's been decided. I get it. It's very frustrating. You feel like you've blown so many opportunities. It's incredibly frustrating. You got to keep your composure even when you're getting beat down.
Well, they say anybody can be a good sport when you're winning. It's how do you handle those adverse moments? And to be quite blunt about this, the chaos or handling it in the worst way you can. So move that back another 15 yards.
But to be fair, the Patriots haven't exactly been the most gracious winners either. They've had a couple of unsportsmanlike conduct. Sorry.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what those words would have been. I think they were a bunch of stuttering words there. But.
So now move this ball all the way to the 42. So to pick up a first down, they need to get to the 12. So go ahead and do the math. It's a second down and 30. For the Chicago Chaos.
It's not what you see every day.
No, not too many the second and 30 play calls in that playbook. 1:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. 24-7 lead for the Patriots. And now Little, really just a hope and a prayer at this point. He fires it down the sidelines looking for his man and overthrows his intended target.
And that's been the story of the game. Overthrown passes.
By both quarterbacks.
Pierce, the intended target there, not able to hook up with him. We'll stop the clock. Third and 30, though, from the 42-yard line.
Say that again.
Third and 30.
So what's your go-to play here? Do you run it up the middle, or, is there a...
Take a knee, right?
You know what? Ryan, yeah. There's no play in the playbook for third and 30.
The Hail Mary, that's about the one play.
That's a second in anything, though, I think.
Well, the chaos. To pick up this first down will probably require a chaotic play. Some missed tackles, a penalty of some sorts. They're probably going to need an aid to help grab 30 yards. Patriots up 24-7, trying to ice this one away.
You almost think if they get 30 yards, they're going to score a touchdown to do it.
Yeah, they'll have to.
Little now, four receivers out of that shotgun. Sets up the screen to drill Johnson. Johnson down the sidelines, tripped up at the 36-yard line. And we'll see if the Chaos decide to use one of their timeouts. I think they're just going to let this clock wind down as well and bring up the fourth down play. So gain of 7, ball at the 35-yard line. It's going to be a 4th and 23 for the Chaos. And barring something very chaotic going on, this should be the final play for them on offense. Four receivers, little across the middle, incomplete. Not able to hook up with his target. And that will draw an end to that drive for the Chaos.
Well, it looks like they've got one more play. I think because of the penalties, it changed it from third to... they got an extra down, so. Oh, goodness.
Okay.
So this should be the.
This should be the
play.
Final play.
Yeah,
of
this
the
should
game.
Be the final guess, play, really.
I think we're in fifth down territory, but we'll.
Maybe six.
Yeah,
6, 7. Well, I mean, penalties. Yeah.
So now it will be a fourth. And 23. 24-7 lead for the Patriots. 35 seconds to go. Chaos lining up. Trying to still hang on to this game. Four receivers set for Little out of the shotgun. Little now rolling out to his right. Heaves it into the end zone and knocked down. And that should officially do it in this football game.
Yep. It is closing time.
Absolutely. Everybody now, pull out your brooms and your mops and start mopping up the stadium,
They're going to wind that clock, and that will do it. So, from Victor J. Andrews Stadium, the Lincoln Way Patriots, over to Chicago Chaos 24/7. Gentlemen, your final thoughts on this before we wrap it up.
If the Patriots are going to win next week, they're going to have to calm down the penalties.
And they've really got to get their special teams play locked in. I mean, their defense was very, very good, but their special teams needs a lot of work.
Well, for Alex Reed and Sean Jarrett, I'm Bernie Goen. For the final time from Victor J. Andrew High School, home of the Andrew Thunderbolts at Thunderbolt Stadium, and the MSFL quarterfinal matchup, the Lincoln Way Patriots defeat the Chicago Chaos 24-7. Till the next time we cross paths, everyone, take care.